I'm feeling younger and younger. So I have to admit, when I read today's scripture, I thought of how I love to make homemade bread. And I'm going to give a shout out right now to Miss Patsy, because I don't even know how many years ago you gave me a starter for this bread that I make, and it's going strong. So I love that I'm continuing Miss Patsy's legacy. So this homemade bread that I make has delicate steps that span about 48 hours from start to finish. And there's only 7 ingredients, but it's very clear that I can't switch a pinch of salt and 6 cups of flour. That would not be delicious if I switched those. So each ingredient has a special purpose, a specific purpose and a function. Well, guess what? The same can be said for us. We are all part of God's master recipe and plan for his kingdom here on earth. We've each been given gifts and purposes to fulfill. And if you're still on this earth, then he still has a plan and a purpose for you. His recipe calls for each one of us to share the gifts that he's given us, to nurture, encourage, and strengthen each other. The salt just doesn't sit on the shelf and do something by itself. It has to be combined with something else. And so when we all work together, the kingdom of God becomes more delicious, just like he intends it to be. Now, luckily, we're not all called to be pastors or teachers or financial advisors or doctors. And God certainly didn't give all of us musical talent or healing powers, but he did equip each and every one of us with a purpose and for a purpose. So together we make up the body of Christ. Together we are the ingredients in God's master recipe and for his plan here on earth. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, you called each of us to use the gifts you have given us to better the world around us. Strengthen us to do just that. Open our ears to hear your call for us so that we can make your kingdom more like that in heaven, right here on earth. In your son's name we pray, amen.